The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali. He's going to talk about the character of Lady Masuma alayha salam.
We should know that Lady Masuma is not just a daughter of Imam, because Imams had many children. Prophets, messengers had many children. But not all of them are very special. Her name was Fatima. You know, if someone is called something as a name, it's important, but there is no guarantee. For example, maybe we call someone, I don't want to use any name, but doesn't mean that that person necessarily has that quality. Yeah. So maybe they call a person, I don't know, Kazim, Baqir, Sadiq, but maybe they don't have these qualities. It's a hope. With hope, they give them these names. But if someone is given a title, then that's different. For example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the title of Amin, Sadiq al-Amin, by people of Mecca. This is very important because they saw in him these qualities so obviously that they called him As-Sadiq al-Amin. Now imagine if Imam, who is Ma'soom, gives someone a title. When he's referring to Lady Ma'soomah, instead of saying Fatima, says Ma'soomah. So it means that this lady is immaculate. This lady is very special. Yeah, it's very important. Man zara al-ma'soomata biqum kaman zarani. Also, there is another hadith, and I have quoted this few pages later. For example, a person is called Sa'd al-Ghummi. Sa'd from Qum met Imam Reza alayhi salam. Imam told him, is there any grave from us with you? And he said, yes, the grave of Fatima bint Musa is with us. Imam Reza said, na'am. مَنْ زَارَهَا عَارِفًا بِحَقِّهَا فَلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever visits her while knows her right, go to heaven. My understanding is this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a plan for humanity. Part of that plan is to provide people who are truth-seeking with knowledge, proper knowledge. For that knowledge to spread all over the world, we need a hub of learning, which should have authentic teachings of Ahlul Bayt, but they should also be able to communicate. In order to have a hub of knowledge, we need a place that many people go and study and settle and teach and write and do research. This cannot happen with money. Many places, maybe people spend money, doesn't, you know, become special. This would not happen, for example, with having a great climate, you know, a very beautiful, you know, forest or, you know, coast, you know. No, we need a place that has a spirituality, a place that people would feel at home, and there are not too many distractions. There is a very important story in the time of late Ayatollah al-Uzma Burujerdi, the previous in a regime in the time of Ayatollah Burujerdi, at one point they found some oil in Qom. Outside Qom, some wells reached oil. And many foreigners went to invest to, I don't know, work as technicians, etc. And ulama people were very worried that if Qom becomes an industrial city, then Hawza will be affected. You know, now you go to Qom, Hawza and Shirin are central parts of the city. But imagine if it was a place that from all over the world people go for finding oil, you know, buying oil, selling, etc. So some ulama said to Ayatollah Burujerdi, ask the king to stop this. Although the king, you know, didn't have very good relation with him, but had to respect Ayatollah Burujerdi, and you know, there are stories about this. So Ayatollah Burujerdi said, this is not going to happen. Ayatollah Burujerdi was very great in understanding hadith and the narrators of hadith. He said, this is not what I understand from our hadith. Qom is not going to become like that. And then, alhamdulillah, soon they said, it's not economical to work on these, you know, wells of oil. So they left the project. So we need a place which is not very busy. There are not too many distractions. People don't go there for, enjoying themselves, you know, near the beach or etc. Of course, I'm not against such thing, but I'm saying we need a place that people go with a certain purpose, not, you know, people who go for other purposes. And, you know, in that time, you know, people, if they were going to the beach, you know, not necessarily observing hijab, etc. So for this purpose, Allah has chosen this city of Qom. And from beginning of Islam, generations of scholars and narrators of hadith, lovers of Ahlul Bayt were there. And then it was not by chance that Imam Reza went to Marv, and on his way he actually passed Qom, and he stayed in a place that later became Madrasa Razaviyeh. And then Lady Ma'sume asked to be moved to Qom. And then we have a shrine that attracts people, gives them connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we had our Christian friends, brothers and sisters, you know, in the shrine of Qom Mashhad, and they were crying, they were moved. They feel the spirituality of these places. And also what was very interesting for me, that Allah for this purpose has chosen a lady. Because, for example, it could be a city that one of the imams is buried. But in my, you know, humble opinion, I thought, if you want to attract people from all over the world, people who don't speak this language, people who may not, you know anything about this culture or place, etc., you need more a motherly figure than a fatherly figure. So Lady Ma'suma can host like a mother all these seekers of knowledge, all these seekers of, you know, light and spirituality. The type of love, the type of care that a mother gives is very special. And these people who go there, they need this love. They need to feel at home. So it's all connected that Qom has such function. Imam Sadiq says, Qom is our haram. from Qom, knowledge will be going all over the world to the extent that لا يبقى مستضعفٌ في الدين. Imam Reza says, visiting her is like visiting me, encouraging people. Imam Jawad says, so this all is connected. So the plan of Allah and the understanding of Ahlul Bayt of the plan of Allah was to encourage people to consider this place as a special place of spirituality, a special place for the lovers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, a place that could host Shiite seminaries, Shiite houses, Shiite places of learning. And this, inshallah, maybe there are ups and downs in the history. I'm not saying this always going to boom, you know, but it, despite ups and downs, we know that this is the line, that inshallah, up to the time of coming of Imam Mahdi, ajallallahu ta'ala, farajahu sharif, this place will remain always important.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين شاكر ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.